Part 1. Jamie. Henry and I dug the hole 7 feet deep. Any shallower and the corpse was liable to come rising up during the next big flood. Howdy, boys, remember me? The thought of it kept us digging even after the blisters on our palms had burst, reformed, and burst again. Every shovelful was an agony, the old man getting in his last licks. Still, I was glad of the pain. It shoved away thought and memory. When the hole got too deep for our shovels to reach bottom, I climbed down into it and kept digging while Henry paced and watched the sky. The soil was so wet from all the rain, it was like digging into raw meat. I scraped it off the blade by hand, cursing at the delay. This was the first break we'd had in the weather in 3 days, and could be our last chance for some while to get the body in the ground. "Better hurry it up," Henry said. I looked at the sky. The clouds overhead were the color of ash, but there was a vast black mass of them to the north, and it was headed our way, fast. "We're not going to make it," I said. "We will," he said. That was Henry for you, absolutely certain that whatever he wanted to happen